You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We'll do a little Biskara of the famous Biskara. It's a very famous one, and it's interesting, and it's not halacha lemaisa, but I'll speak halacha lemaisa also. It's about Arba Kaisis. In Rabbanon, there's a chiyuv to drink, well, maybe not to drink, to have Arba Kaisis on Pesach night. Mitzvah de Rabbanon, and somebody just asked me, of course, women are obligated to have Arba Kaisis. The question is, should they have grape juice or wine? Should women drink grape juice or wine, or should men drink grape juice or wine? So to me, it's obvious that it's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. It's choice, it's best choice is to have wine rather than grape juice. Wine, the ikar mitzvah is with yayin, is with wine. It's more chashuv, it's a hidden mitzvah to have wine. If somebody gets sick from drinking wine, and he wants to drink grape juice, so then by all means, if a person can drink wine, maybe it makes them sick, or maybe it's just so disgusting, it's a horrible experience, so yesh lahakil to have grape juice. But, see, my opinion is never to mix. You can't mix. You either have wine or grape juice. If you mix them together, it's not wine and it's not grape juice. That's why I'm very chashish to kedem kal. I would never use kedem kal because I don't think it's wine. Well, you say, well, maybe legally in America it's wine, but if you have company and you say, I'll give you a cup of wine, and you give them kedem kal, it tastes like sour grape juice. It's not grape juice and it's not wine. It's not wine because nobody in the United States drinks it for wine. So we had this discussion, what about Shasan Chai? We'll see in today's shir. You drink it without mazuk. Did anybody drink it without mazuk? You can argue with me that nobody drank without mazuk, yet it says you yaitz if you don't drink mix water in the wine. Even though nobody drank it without mixing water in the wine, well, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if nobody drank it. Maybe plenty of people drank it, not mazuk. It's true, it's perfect. It's much better when it's mazuk. Maybe, so if you're going to argue with me that in those days that nobody drank mazuk, then you could make an argument that kedem kal is wine. See, I'm just not sure the mitzias, in the time of the Gemara, when they used to have to mix water in, either two parts or three parts water to one part wine. It was more water, it was like a concentrate. So did nobody drink it raw? Nobody drank it chai, I don't know. So let's quickly look at the Rambam. Halacha test, perzai. Shas arba kosis elu miyayin sheino mazuk. Here it is. If you drank the arba kosis straight, without mixing water in, yotzi de arba kosis. You yotzi arba kosis. Well, yotzi de chayris. But you're not yotzi chayris. So Rambam is very vague. You yotzi arba kosis, so you're not yotzi chayris. What is chayris? Just abakosis mizug mivas achas. Let's say you drank all four of them at once. Mivas achas. So again, a little unclear what vas achas mean. Does it mean one, two, three, four? Or we're all mixed in one giant coast? I think it's masbach leikas rashbam and toisis actually. Yidei cheres yatsa. Yidei cheres. Yidei cheres. Yidei abakosis lo yatsa. And what does this mean? What is cheres and what is abakosis? So the Briska Rav explains this is a girsa question. See, I mentioned when we did the Gemara on Kuf Zayin or Kuf Ches, we have a different girsa. Marko din zel b'psachim daf kuf ches. Shoshan chay yotza, b'mavi yedei yayin yotza. Yoytzi yayin, yedei cheres lo yotza. Shosh b'vas achas, if you drink all four of them at once, rabba b'dei yayin yotza. Yoytzi yayin, Abakosis lo yotza. That's Rashbam's girsa. The yayin yotza, the abakosis lo yotza. So does he quote Rashbam? You know the Rambam? He brings it to Rashbam. Of girsa sariv sham, the Rambam had the rifs girsa. By shasen chay, Rambam's girsa is the abakosis yotza. See, our girsa is that the yayin yotza. The Rambam's girsa is that yotza, if you drink it undiluted, chai, the arba kosis yotza, yotza arba kosis. It's a funny lashon. The cheres means it's not a full-fledged mitzvah. The yotza are b'kaisus, but the cheres lo yotza means that it's not a mitzvah min ha'mufcha like I claim with grape juice. My same claim with grape juice. It's not mitzvah, full-fledged mitzvah. Ein zo mitzvah shleima. Ein chshivas el b'yayin mazuk. Ein chshivas el b'yayin mazuk. Ein chshivas el b'yayin mazuk. So my claim is ein chshivas el b'yayin. Grape juice, see, and the grape juice battles the Tzeilim Achav, the Rav Moshe, they say, Yotze with grape juice. But to me, it's B'di'evet. And Shus L'Biayin Mazuk. It's not a mitzvah min amucha. Chel yed b'ram shom shekasim. Kolom ashlo ki mitzvah min amucha. Mi ein tzach lasa v'shnas abakos. You're Yotze. You have to drink again, but you didn't perform the mitzvah the best way. In the case when you drank him at once, so pirshu bresh b'amitayshon. Remember the Shagasarius kasher, Rabbi Yisai. You have to chazer the Shagasarius kasher. Yotze mitzvah simchas yontif. If you recall, we had a gemara, I think it's in Pesachim Ayin Aleph maybe, and the sukkah. The first night yantif, there's no mitzvah simchas yantif. Remember the Gemara is a whole drasha. Ach, the Gemara says there's a mitzvah simchas yantif shmini atzeres. But the first night there's no mitzvah simchas yantif. So it's me yotzbem simchas yantif. There's no mitzvah simchas yantif. The Shagasari is kashir. So Shagasari, what's the answer? There's got to be an answer. It's Rashi and the Rashbam. So the answer is Shagasari answers that it's midrabbanan. Means Simchas Yantif. It's not Simchas Yantif. The Raisa is Simchas Yantif the Rabbana. I mean that answer only makes sense. If there's only another machlokes is Tais in the Rambam. Is there a mitzvah Simchas
Yantif without Basar Kachim?
What?
Simchas Yantif today without Basar Kachim? Is it right?
That's the machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. So this answer with Shagasari, I realize, depends if there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Simchas Yontif today, Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam holds there's a mitzvah, I shouldn't say mitzvah, it's held it's not a mitzvah, but it's a din, but there's a chiyuv Simchas Yontif today, mid'oraisa. And so then you could say, midrabbanan, in the first night there's a chiyuv. But if you hold the whole mitzvah of Simchas Yontif today is Rabbanan, you can't say that the Rabbanan the first night, the whole chiyuv is midrabbanan, so you can't say, but midrabbanan, the whole chiyuv Simchas Yontif with wine is only the Rabbanan. So then, this would be a raya to the Rambam Shita. Okay, of a mitzvah, Abachos Lokiye. You're not becoming the mitzvah, Abachosis. Rashi Rashbam learn you, the Yayin Yotza means Simchas Yontif. It's only counted as one. The Zenni Chalchigur Sasa. The guys who say to you, they're Yayin Yatsa. Avalafi. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, did I get to the world? Oh, we switched. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Okay, I'm getting a little. I switched to the different sheets. Got myself. Whoa. Somehow. Oh, yeah, I'll get it out. Get this.
Let's get there, Robertson.
Yeah, I got, but I have. Okay.
Don't get too distressed. We all have Rambams. We can just pull them off the shelf and look ourselves.
No, you need the Brisker Rav. I need the Brisker Rav. What happened was I switched sheets. I'm now by the second sheet. She's not so bad. Yeah, I switched somehow when I was trying to change it, to move it on the screen.
We're still on the first sheet.
Oh, you guys are still on the first sheet. But you have to do... But you can't move it up on your screens, can you?
No.
We can move it up. You have to slide it down on the side.
Yeah, I tried, but then I got the wrong sheet. Switch. See, I have...
You have to go very slow, maybe. You have to go...
Yeah, I know, but now I can get it. Now my machine is not getting it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I see it.
So hit share screen again. I'll go back to the beginning, maybe.
This is... Yes, I got the wrong... Should I start to go back to the sheet again? Maybe I'll go back. Okay, share screen. Oh, hello, good morning. Okay, now I'll go back to share screen. I'll get back this day. Okay. Okay, now I'm back where I started from. Now I'll try it again. I just got to move it. Okay. Imken Hargisa Rifa Rambam, just from the top of this sheet now. The guy's Yidei Chavis Yotze. Imken Hamari Zos Midina Mitzvah Shal Dalet Kaisis. Not Yayin. No, the Rashbam and Rashi, the Gisya, the Yayin Yotze. Rambam, this is Yidei Chavis Yotze. So, Lomidin Sigmas Yontif. Dina Mitzvah Shal Dalet Kaisis. Chavis means that Yayin. Chavis means Mitzvah Shal Dalet Kaisis. Lomidin Sigmas Yontif. If it's a be your ikar achmilsa, the yotzi de cheiris, the yotzi de arba kosis. What do you mean, the yotzi cheiris, the yotzi de arba kosis? Eis a shnei dvam yesh namazah. The nokiyam ikar a mitzvah shal al kosis. My yotzi de cheiris de nokar. Eis a kiyam yesh namazah. According to the gears of the riff in the Rambam, there's arba kosis and cheiris. O vishnam bebreisha, the yotzi arba kosis de cheiris. You can learn like Rashi. We'll see, it's not the pshat. The ratio, the first din, the two dinim, chai and the vasachas. So the ratio is when he drank it undiluted. The ratio, that's how they are because they has efshafushi kfir shrachki, mimisa shodal kos. You can learn like Rashi, which they won't, but you could learn. Okim also bin amuvcha. The mitzvahs mishdiya derecheris will be yain chai. Derecheris is diluted, undiluted is not derecheris. Avalahipach, shatsi derecheris. I mean, you can't learn Cheres, you yotze mitzvah, mufchum, you're not yotze the mitzvah, that wouldn't make sense. He's just saying the Rambam can't learn like Rashi and Rambam. So now the Brisker Rav is going to suggest, is that, there's two possibilities, Arba Kaisis. Tosfos, in the beginning of the Perek, suggests you don't have to drink Arba Kaisis. You don't have to drink it. You just have to do Kiddush Al HaYayin. Kiddush Aliyah, Friday night, you make Kiddush. The Balabas drinks, nobody else has to drink. It's a minute, people drink, it's maybe a shtickle mitzvah to drink, take a drink from it. But you don't need to drink to be Yotze, Kiddush Aliyah, and everyone's Yotze, Kiddush Aliyah with the Balabas, and they don't have to drink. So Taishas claims that Abakais is the same thing. Abakais is, you just have to be Yotze, Kiddush Aliyah, Haggad Aliyah, Benching Aliyah, and Halal Aliyah. But you don't have to drink. But maybe you also have to drink. So what the Brisker Rav is going to say, classic Brisk, that the Rambam holds that Svei Dinim. Both. You have to drink Dalad Kaisis, and you have to do the Mitzvah Aliyah. That's two different, the two Chiyuvim, independent Chiyuvim, as we'll see in a moment in the Brisker Rav. Anira Loimar. Okay. Anira Loimar B'Viya Hadav. Sveidim, classic Brisk. So he brings Tais in the beginning of the Perek. You just give a guy the Ani, the first Mishnah. The Ani should be Yisrael. He's got a Mishpacha. You give him. You don't give him less than Abba Kaisers. What do you mean him? What about his family? She knows the Vadov Nei Beisel Kiyim La'atzmo. Who Motzias Kulam B'Shelo Svaro. Tais says it's logical. The Maishabah Kais Mikiddush Shushachem Motzias Kula. Amazing. Some Mishayim hold. You don't have to drink four Kaises. It's false news. We always think you have to drink four Kaises. I'm going to give you two Gemaras, Rayas. I think it's no gay pshat in two Gemaras, this Chakira. So let's see what he brings from his father. Rabbi Chaim said it doesn't make sense. The Mayina Arba Kaisis Lakidish Chalashana. Tais equates Arba Kaisis Lakidish. The Asla Mitzvah Hui Abracha. So you got Kiddush. It's just you have to have Kiddush Alayayim. Friday night is not a mitzvah to drink wine. Friday night is a mitzvah to make Kiddush, but the Kiddush has to be on wine. So you got Kiddush of Zavayi Dina. The Shemir Koina, Labama Kaisis. I'm looking at the Ashtish Adam Zalashak. So, you know, he's asking a question like ignoring Ochir Mizen. So, if Chaim already realized the Sphere of the Latais, the Gamba Kaisi, the Mitzvah is a Kaisak, a Broker Shalak Kaisis. It's not the Mitzvah to drink Abba Kaisis. You got to do the Broker Allah Kais. Avi Mamish Dugmas Kiddish Chalashana, the Volkosha Broker Akamisha. He brings a Kurah. Brings a ride from the Gra now, the Brisker Rav. Two Gemaras I want to mention. The two Gemaras, you remember the Gemara asked Zugas? The Gemara asked, how can they be misakim for it's dangerous? Chazal never be misakim something that's dangerous. Remember the Gemara, Kuftei Shomit Beis. So the Gemara gave three Teirotim. Remember the Gemara asked Zugas, and the Gemara gave three Teirotim. What are the three Teirotim? And the Gemara answered that the bracha of the bracha shabicha samazin is only mitzvah for toiv and not lara. The Gemara answered. Or the Gemara said leil shimurim that night. We have to worry about mazik, and that's why you only say Krishna that night. Those of you that say that whole thing, the Krishna lamita for the mazikim, you don't do it that night because there's no mazikim that night. It's the meshuma. And the fourth answer is totally in this chakira. The Gemara says it's not four, it's 1, 1, 1, 1. The Gemara answers it's not four, it's four singles. So say, Bish, that's the Chakira. If you hold it's a mitzvah to drink four kaisers, then it's not 1, 1, 1, 1. It's a mitzvah to drink four kaisers, but it happens to be that you put one on Kiddush, one on. But if you hold like this sheet in Tosfos, then it's Taka 1, 1, 1, 1. It's not four. Kochad, Chad. What's the Gemara's Lashon? So that's the Gemara's third teretz of this Kasha Zugas. So I say, Ani Akotin, that's totally in this Chakida. Gemara says, Avinama, the third teretz, Kuteisam and Beish, Abba Koshit Kimabonim Darcheris, Kochad Chad Mitzvah, Api Navshe. Each one is a separate mitzvah. It's not four. But if there's a mitzvah to drink four kaisers, then it is four. So, Lechaira, that's these three teretzim are totally in the Briskarav, in this Shaila. Is there a mitzvah to drink four kaisers? Then it's four. Then it's four. I said, no. Taisus holds. And some rishayim. Now, according to the Rambam, it's both. It's both. So is this a good answer? I don't know. Not so good. But that's Ravina's answer. That it's not really four. It's 1, 1, 1, 1. That means there's a mitzvah of kiddush ala kais. There's a mitzvah of hagod ala kais. There's a mitzvah of benching ala kais. There's a mitzvah of halal ala kais. So he brings a gra now. Let's see if he has a good raya from the gra. Let's see his gra. Oh, okay. Every time I touch it, I get nervous. So he brings Chemuch Midem Midvei Agra, Shukhanar, Sivin Rei Shai Nalaf, Halod Yisra Shem Bishukhanar, Look, there's a rush for Tosis. The kosher kiddush v'shtia shnayim mitzareves. The old shaila Friday night. Someone has to drink a malei lugmav. Can you mitzarev different people? Can you use? Do you need one person to drink the malei lugmav? I'm always makbid. When I make kiddush, I'm makbid to drink myself a malei lugmav. A malei lugmav, according to Paskim, we'll see later in the Brisker Rav, is roiv reviz. Taisus Shita, I think Lahalacha, Malei Lugmav, is the average person is like Rav Vavius.
Does that get down to the definition of Shtia, like a Kavai to the definition of Achila? So if it's a definition of the corresponding definition of Shtia, yeah. How can different people drinking.
If you want, see, it's not.
Who has drunk? Who has drunk?
Yeah, what you're saying is a hakir in the achrayim, it's a mishnah lemelech. See, what you're saying is profound, deep, but it's not necessarily emes. Now, if achila means kazayis, the definition of achila, that Sam is saying, oh, because definition of achila is kazayis, definition of shti is malei lugma. Now, that may be so, and maybe not so. Maybe a machloikis. It's not clear if that's so. But yes, same idea. So machloikis, the Russian Tosfos, the kosher kiddush. If one person has to drink a malei lugmav, I told the other one, when I was a younger man, Rosh Hashiva in Washington Heights invited me to his Friday night meal, and I noticed that he didn't drink a malei lugmav. He took a sip, and his wife a sip, and his kids a sip. And altogether was a malei lugmav. I said, wow. I said, you're makel? I was surprised that a Rosh Yeshiva, because he says, I can't drink so much wine. I can't drink so much wine. So he's makel, kol hakavod. But you should be makel, Rabbi said. You should have one person. There's not to be the one who made Kiddush. The guy in this one sheet, there has to be the one who made Kiddush has to drink the malei lugmav. It's the sheet of Sagoinim, but we don't pask in that way. But one person. If you don't like wine so much, so let your wife drink the malei lugmav of the children or whoever's there to take. But because she'll give him shtir shnayim mitzrevs malei lugmav, or maybe a gra mokal shitas harash, then shtir shnayim mitzrevs. The gra brings a raya in the chas kiddush. This talking now reish ayin aleph fills his kiddush Friday night, and the gra brings a raya then shtir shnayim mitzrevs. The psachim daf kuf chesam and beis the ishti ruba the kasa. Who the ishti ruba the kus? The Gemara says you have to drink rov kus, which and then we just said malei lugmav, rov kais, or malei lugmav. That's the stira. That it's the same thing. Even though they be so shasi ashar. So he's saying, well, you see that you have to drink rov kais. Even though the Bnei Beis were drinking the rest, it's not Mistaris. Now, why is the Gra bringing from Milchas Abakaisis, Milchas Kiddush? From the Gra, the fact that the Gra is comparing Abakaisis to Kiddush, Aremavur is at the Briska Rav Midibri Agur. The man this day, Shtir Shnai Mitzarev, is Kamba Abakaisis, didn't came. So it's Muchach, if you hold that. By Kiddush, it's mitzarif. Abakais is also mitzarif. How can it be mitzarif you're drinking and my drinking? If I have to drink four kaisers, I can be mitzarif what you drink, what the rest of the party drinks. This fact that the Gra compares abakais to Kiddush is proof. It's a regular din of kosher brach. Dichon l'seis gam lachal shtes vajdeish shtias shtia meyakos. Okay, we'll finish this sheet. The shtila grad here. V'nira oy delat the. Yatza, the law eldol pirush agra halibah that taisis. If he pirush shagra halibah that taisis, the achu de ishtein kai akulam yachet. Kain im kain alozel iker hadin and then the bishmul ishvim neis of the yatza and tzachishki beatzam rakam shemitzareches. So in other words, okay. So that's let's go. Now we're going to go, Rabbi Sai. I'm going to stop here for a minute. And get to the next sheets. I'll be lucky. I'm going to be able to get to the next sheet of the Briska Rav. I have the Briska Rav handy on my desk. I'd like to share it with the audience. So now I'm an expert bringing up the next sheet. Okay. Now, okay, this is the next sheet. Oh, no, this is the first sheet. I got the wrong sheet again. Okay,
Close the first sheet and open the first sheet.
But I got the wrong one again. I thought I did it right. I came back to the first sheet. Okay, this time I'll get it. This is the second sheet. Okay. I hit the first sheet again. I mean, it's not clear on my screen which is the first and which is the second. No, same mistake. One more try. Give me one more try. Okay. Give me one more try. Which is the second sheet? This is the second sheet, right? Which is the second sheet?
Which is the second? This is the first, 16 and 17.
Okay. My wife knows the numbers. Okay. This is the second. Okay. No problem. I'll just take it.
Open that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. I've been doing it perfect. Just. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay. It's a little unclear. It gets clearer. The top few lines are a little unclear.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Okay, I'm going to skip. Just want to skip a little bit. So it says, I'm stopping, starting to stop at the first comment. He's bringing a raya that if the shti of all of them is mitzarech, one guy doesn't have to drink a mulei lugmav, you can use the drinking of all of them to add up to mulei lugmav, like some people do Friday night. It's machlokes paskim. So if Abba Kaisis works that way, and not one person has to drink well, which just may be chal shti as kai shel bracha. Lo ich besandim ha-mevarach ba'atzmo shel so'achem. Ulam nere, didav zem ha-machloikes shnui. It's a big machloikes, if this is true. Because now, we're going to see another machloikes, the Brisk Rav says, the stir of Taisus we mentioned. They be Taisus sachem dav kumzai. Kosu. The steering gemaras, we mentioned this in the daf. One gemara says Rav HaKoyish, and one gemara says Malei Lugma. The Nebetos Tzachim Daf Kozayim Kosvu. The Shira, the Malei Lugma of Badam Beinoni. See, Malei Lugma is subjective. Sometimes it's Rav HaKoyish, sometimes it's the whole Koyish, sometimes it's the quarter Koyish. You know, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins that a cotton only has to drink Malei Lugma of his cheek. The Mishnah Berurah actually Paskins because Malei Lugma is subjective. So a Malei Lugma of a cotton is not an ounce and a half. I call it Malei Lugma of a Rov Revi is an ounce and a half. Because a Revi is about 3 ounces, or 2.7. So Malei Lugma is an ounce and a half. So, Shiur de Malei Lugma of a Beinoni Rov Revi is. Rabbeinu L'kamon, Dishtei Ruva de Kasa. And Rabbi Yisrael, it's Machlaikis Rov Rishayim. If Ruva de Kasa means Rov Revi is, a Rov of a cup. We paskin, Mishnah Berurah, it means Rov Revi'is. You don't have to drink Rov of the cup. There's a Ramban, there's some Rishonim, you have to drink Rov of the cup. But it says, Vishni Ruba de Kasa, which Halacha means Rov Revi'is. Alma de Ruba de Kasa, Malei Lugmav. That's what Taisha Shita. Rov of the Kais is Malei Lugmav. There's Umar and Amid Beis, and Kuvzai and Amid Beis says, Umar says, and it's Rov HaKoyish, and the Gemara says Malei Lugmav, so it's identical. Chen Kasu B'Devreim L'Kam Daf Kof Ches, Magar Ruba D'Kasa, HaKamalavim Shem B'Devreim. Mavur Mizeh D'Sfil Atasis. The Gam Gabi Abakosis, Ika Shirashti Amidinu Milolei Lugmav. It's Malei Lugmav, same just like Kiddush. Abakos and Kiddush are the same thing, Malei Lugmav. Cheek full. It's not a din of Rav HaKos. It just happens to be that Rav HaKos of Rav Revius is Malei Lugav. It's even strange, right? If it's subjective, but in Taisa Shita, it's taka strange. That the Malei Lugmav of an Adem Beinoni happens to be Rav Revius. Wow! You know, what a coincidence. Aval Ika Shib Tali B'Malei Lugmav. Uva Oig Melech HaBashan. Ben Achinami, the guy with the giant cheeks, with the pinchable giant cheeks. Uva Oig Melech HaBashan, the Emes Binat Femi Ruba. You may have to drink the whole kais, the guy with the big giant cheeks. Rambam holds, it's not the same. To me, this is so muchach, so like almost obvious. Well, it means shver tais. Ulam the Rambam. Kaisa fazel shon. Shasam, we call kais niam rubo yatsa. The Rambam Hilchas Abba Kaisa says, Em Shasa Kos Mem Rubo Yatsa. And he doesn't mention Lo Yiske Klaloch Hashir de Malilu. He doesn't mention Abba Kiddush Bechtas Bechosh Shabbos. In Hilchas Kiddush, the Rambam says Malilugma. By Abba Kaisa, he says, Rav Akais. Ushmashma Desfer, the Rak Abba Kiddush Abba Shir Matumas. That's his answer to this theorem. It's a difference between Kiddush and Abba Kaisa. By Kiddush, all you need is Malei Lugma. By Abba Kaisis, you need, it's not the same. And Malei Lugma is subjective. It could be much less. It could be more. Abba Kaisis being a dafka ruba the kasa. Below Malei Lugma. Then Ogamshi the Sarambaru with the base Yosef. Chaim seemed to find base. Gamel Akos Godel. Here's the famous Ramban. In Akos Godel, Master Kamer Vyasach Lishos dafka ruba kais. The Mishnah Berurah, we don't paskin like Ramban rabbis, but the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Hilul de Chofetz Chaim quotes the Ramban, that it's better to have a small kais, so this way you'll, when you drink Malei Lugma, you'll drink Rabba Kais. To be yaitse the Ramban, see, this is what I do, Rabbi Say. I'll tell you what I do, because let me tell you, Bach, the Brisker Rav doesn't bring it. You know, lechatchila, you have to drink the whole kais. It says, mechaba yishtakulo orubai. Yishtakulo orubai. Zot eila gabach. Based on the Gemara Chulin. Remember, if Yossi was there, I'd ask him where the Gemara Chulin is. That lechatchila, you have to shecht kulai. Ruba kakulo is only bediyevit. So lechatchila, you have to have the whole kais. And what does it mean, the whole kais? It means the whole revius. Or the whole kais. See, it's only b'di'evet, Rabbi say. The yaitza with roiv kais. It's only b'di'evet. L'chadchil, you have to drink the whole revius. B'di'evet yaitza with rubo kekula. It's an open gemara chulin, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it in the name of the Bach, in Ilchas Abba Kais. So what I do, Rabbi say, this is ani akad my minute. My kais contains, let's say, 4.5 ounces, you know, I have a nice becher like your bechers. It contains from 4 to 5 ounces, maybe more, who knows. So I drink 3 ounces. About 3 ounces. 3.5 ounces. Why? So lechatchila, now, like the Ramban, you only yotzi lechatchila if you drink the whole kais. So my kids, Ibnei Teda, the ones who want to be yotze, all the shitas, they drink the whole kais. They love it. They get a little giddy. They drink the whole kais. Because lechatchila, according to Ramban, is supposed to drink the whole kais. And according to Ramban, it means kais. It doesn't mean revius. So what I do is, I drink just about 3 ounces of the kais. So listen. Sham yotze lechatchila lahalacha, because I'm drinking a whole revius. So I'm drinking all revius. I'm drinking 3 ounces, which is probably revius. But you say, well, maybe it's not. But I'm drinking at least, my small revius is at least grow revius. So b'di'evet, I'm yotze even like the chazanish, even if the revius is the largest amount. So that's why I recommend l'chatchila to drink about 3 ounces. If you want to do, you want to go like a Moshe, 3.3. B'chaim Noyid, you do 2.7. But anyway, it's not, you know, we're not so precise. I say about three.
A little. You do that Friday night also?
No, the Ramban is not Friday night.
I'm saying, your minute, you drink 3 ounces Friday night or just throw Revius or what?
No, Friday night, you just need, 1 second, let me get this straight. I don't know what I do Friday night. Friday night, I don't do anything.
Whatever's in the becher, that's what you drink.
What?
Whatever's in
the... I don't drink...
Rev Moshe,
this Friday night, you have to, it says, Shasa Malugam of Yotza. Means lechatchila Friday night, you have to drink the whole kais or the whole revius. Everyone wants to know Friday night. Are you also so chum? I think so. I'm not sure. I don't. You know, Friday nights, I don't think about it so much. And once a year, you think about it. You do every Friday night. I don't know. I don't know what I do.
Yeah, Rav Moshe held that you should. Rav Moshe's kos for kiddush on Leil Shabbos during the year, and for the first Seder was on Shabbos, is 4.42 ounces. The other kais is 3.3, if it was the shear that he used.
Yeah, these are measures on the dog. You should use over 4 ounces, about 4 and a half.
Reb Tuvia Goldstein disagreed with him, that this is between them. They had that Reb Tuvia held 3.3 or whatever the shear is on all the kais all the time, all year long, kiddush also on Shabbos. Okay.
It's funny you mentioned Reb Tuvia and Reb Moshe. It's funny that the Chut mentions Reb Tuvia and Moshe in the same breath. But it's okay. I mean, yes, Reb Tuvia was also a shtickle paisik. I don't know, but it didn't come to...
Well, he argued with him in person. He didn't just discuss
it. Yeah, you argue. You know, you can argue. I mean, they also argue. Anybody can argue, but it doesn't mean we should say it in the same breath. Anyway, so...
They measured the revius in the, together themselves, I think, also, if I recall.
You're allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yontif.
No, they measured it before.
You can do it on Shabbos and Yontif.
Yeah.
Shiyum Shemitz, you can take your wife's measuring cup, and you can take a baby bottle, and you can measure it out. It's mutter on Shabbos and Yontif to measure Shiurim Shel Mitzvah. You're allowed, even though it's Nisa Medida on Shabbos and Yontif, but Medida Shel Mitzvah, and you want to measure the Shiur of Arvias, or that's so you can measure it. You want to realize how much you're drinking, measure your cup. And you should drink at least, so as I say, if you drink 3.3 ounces, or even 2.7, like Reb Chaim Noah, see, I lean to Reb Chaim Noah, 3.3, see, it's all revius. And even the Evan Yotze, because it's right revius. So if you drink 3.3 or even 2.7, so it's a small revius, but you yotze b'di'evit, even if it's a bigger revius, because it's Rav HaKais, and you yotze l'chatchila if a revius is 3.3 or 2.7. So that's why I go with my compromise. I drink about approximately 3 ounces, either a little less or a little more, depending if I feel like Rav Chaim Noah Sheet and Rav Aryeh Kaplan, Zichron Heyem Levracha, the revius is 2.7. Or if you want to go like Rav Moshe Feinstein, the revius is 3.3 ounces. That's the Ramban shoot. Rav doesn't mean Rav Avias. You have to drink Rav Akkos. Have you had this feeling? And Ashir Malay Lugma, Rakmin Dafka Ruba, the Kosa Medina. The Henkos Gladia ran in Kiddush Abakosis, Kiddush here. So here we have the two dinim, Kiddush Friday night and Abakosis. So skip a few lines. A Poshit Baze. So now it says, I got too far. Yeah, I went too far. Okay. Yeah. Aran.
Are we on the screen now? I'm sorry. I lost the play.
You have it? Apashit Bazet. It's about the sixth line in the first column. You have it?
Okay.
Apashit Bazet Betama. Then it's really got to be Kiddush. Shabracha Dika Messiah Brach Shalakais. Why are we making a chiluk between Kiddush and Abakaisis? Because of this slumness. Because Kiddush is just because the mitzvah lakos is only sort of drink, and the dinu de mevarech tzor sheyita. You make Kiddush al lakos, and a mevarech or someone who's listening has to be tayim. So then malay lugm is enough. But by Kiddush, the arba kaisis, which is a mitzvah of drinking four kaisis, He's proving that the Rambam holds there's another mitzvah in the Ramban. There's another mitzvah of Abakos. It's not just a brach ala kois. Abakos, the mitzvah of shtiyas akos. It's a lishtos akol adavka. You have to drink the whole kos. Rak the beruba sagi, shub the ruba kakulai. So beruba, it's enough because ruba kakulai. B'di'evid, Rabbi, I'm throwing again the Mishnah Berurah. The Brisk Rav is not interested in this point. But I'm saying that Rak the beruba sagi is only b'di'evid. Yotza. Shasa rava kos yotza b'di'evid. The chatzchili have to drink the whole revius, and according to Ramban, the whole kais. Rak the beruva sagi mishad beruva kul. Av shiur de malei lugma v'shach al chakla. Malei lugma is not shach to rabba kaisis. Malei lugma is only a din when it's a brach ala kais, when you need to ima. There's a brach ala kais, and he has to taste it. If he drinks a cheekful, he's yaitza. There's el shiur nebba din to ima. Lachan bin and shtiyas ha kais. The sumat says, she can't go to a bach, she can't go to a bach. The Bach says this part, he was mechavan to a Bach, that's the difference between Friday night and Abakos.
Why does it follow that if it's a bracha ala kos, you need to ima?
The Gemara says, mevarach tzor shiyito. That's a Gemara. Mevarach tzor shiyito. That's illogical. The Gemara says, kiddush ala kos, somebody has to drink it. Let's see, it could be some rishonim hold harvi. Midaraisa, you need kiddush ala kos, but you don't have to drink it. Is it possible? Harvey wants to know, does this logic, common sense, that somebody...
If the bar priya gofen is a birchas hamitzvah, it makes sense that you would not have to taste.
The bracha, again, is pashtus, maybe Rashi and Erevin. Pashtus, the bracha bar gofen, is not a birchas hamitzvah. Except Shabbos morning. That's kiddush. But Friday night, the bar priya gofen is only so you can drink. He's a baruch so she eat them. The shumah to yimalach. I'll come with whom he's at. And he says, he brings an open Rambam that says that there's a mitzvah to drink four kaisers. So he's, the Brisk Rav is saying it's l'shita seya. Dice is holds. Remember that dice in the beginning of the parak. That it's just a mitzvah lakos. Arba kos is the same thing as Kiddush Friday night, except Kiddush Friday night is one mitzvah, and here we have four mitzvahs that you do lakos. Are you k'moshi chich Adoni Avi Moriv Rabbi Agoyin Zatzal l'shita sam? The sphere of the gam abakos, the mitzvah of the brach shalakos. Rak mishum dina dam brach tzashiyitam, chol shal brach tzashik shibit kudush abakos. But, according to the Rambam, it's totally two different dinim. Now, I got it. Wow, I moved it. Ooh, they get the second column. Let's go. Ooh, the other way. The other way. Okay, second column. We're going to move a little quicker now. Okay. Now, the Brisker Rav is going to have shot the Gemara Kufches. Kufchayim Adbeis, Kufchesim Adbeis, what is it? That's how it's a little blurry. The Rambam, Rabbi Shosim Vasach. It's beautiful shot the Gemara. We mentioned this in the Daf HaYomi a little quickly, but we did say over the Brisker Rav on this Gemara. The Girsa. Remember, the Rambam and Riff is a different Girsa.
Right.
Yedei Cheres Yotza, the Abakos Yotza. The Gemara makes a chich of cheres and abakosis. V'chein le'epach, Rabbi Shosan Chai. The opposite case, when you drank it undiluted, yidei arbakos yotz, yidei cheres lo yotz. So he says, Svei dini. Orem is the tarti yisnai ba mitzvah shal abakos. So up the Brisk HaRav, that Rambam holds, that Svei dini, it's a brach ala kois, and it's din you have to drink abakosis. And one is called haseba, and one is called abakosis. So according to the Rambam, the way the Brisk HaRav learns the Rambam, which is very mucha, very simple and accurate, that the Rambam holds Svei Dinim. I hate to use such Brisk HaLashonis, but we're learning the Brisk HaRav, so you're allowed. Yinei bi'ik ha-mitzvah shal dal kosi yusham b'Rambam, perg zayin alocha, hilchas chamitz ha-matz v'alocha yudshikasa. B'chol dov ador, chayadam laharus es atzma. Everyone makes a big deal. Lirois, laharus, I never understood. Liros is Kala, Laharos is Hifil. Show yourself. Or Liros is Atzmo, to see yourself. So to me,
there's a big difference between the liros means you really internally feel or generate a feeling. Hieros is just a charade. It can be a charade.
Okay.
You're acting as if, but you don't really feel it.
Okay. So like very brisk. That same sounds very brisk. No emotions. Hieros is just to show. Liros is to feel. Okay.
Yeah, it's all external. I don't know. So I always stood there was a real difference, but okay.
Maybe yeah, but I don't think so. To me, it looks like instinct. But they all, you know, it's a Biyuk and Rambam, so they all the Magide Shir, they give Shum Liros, Laharos.
Right. Yeah, well, Haros is more of a lotion of to demonstrate.
Yes, yes.
Show, Hithiel.
Yes, yes.
Liros.
To demonstrate. The Yemenites, the Tamanim put the mats on the shoulder and they walk around the house.
To see or to show. To me, it's the same thing. No difference. The Haros is Atzma. But okay, you want to say Torah, Rabbi, say Muta Lachem. The Darshanim, they love it. But I'm just not into it.
Isn't the whole say the show and tell?
Show and tell. Liris and Lara, show and tell. That's the show and the tell. Haris is absolutely what's for Yatsa at the Mishim in Israel. While David Siva could show with Torah of Zachat Kevisa Kalomar, Keini, Keilu Atoba Atsla Hisa, Abib in Israel. Rabbi Sai, the Brisker Rav is going to say it, Chidish and Lamba, that Midoraisa, you have to show or tell that you went out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, you have to recline. You feel like a free man. Men and women, So Rabbi, he says parenthetically in brackets here, that it comes out, it's a kiyum darais. Remember we said Abakais is only the Rabbanan. Hasev is only the Rabbanan, but it's a kiyum darais. According to the Brisker Rav's interpretation of the Rambam, which I have to say, I give my humble endorsement, the Ikasa is saying, look what the Brisker Rav says parenthetically here, Rabbi Sai. I'll pull him down. The Ikadavar, now he's in the top line. It's a nice chiddush. Midoraisa, there's a mitzvah in Atok Shavram and Avzet, Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Torah. And the Chachamim Tiknu B'Shvil Zeh Seva, because the Shneim in Yerim Derechev Zeh Iker Mitzvah. So it comes out funny, since it should be Doraisa. Chavakaisa Shneva should be Doraisa. The terrace is the Indian of feeling or showing that you went out of Mitzrayim, show and tell. That's Midoraisa. But Midrabbanim said, do this, do Arbakosis, do Haseba. These are details that Rabbanim obligated in order to feel or to show that you went out of Mitzrayim. Okay? Because then we did read Admar B'Psachim Dafkuv Tes, Dafkuv Zayim. Arbakosis Tikna Rabbanim Derechemis. That's the Lashna Gemara. We read the Gemara this morning. Gemara Kuf Test with the Zugais. Abrabanim Tikma Derecheiros. Arizels Yisoy Atakodav and Mitzilkas. She Derecheiros. Tamze Ari Lachor Pshita Dashiru Amitzvah. If Derecheiros is not to look at it. If you hold like the Rambam, that the Kim of Dalu Kaisis is Cheiros, of course you have to drink it. Of course, you can't be Yotzer. Derech Eris is the guy made, if you hold it's a mitzvah ala kais, so I don't have to drink it. I heard Kiddush ala kais. I did Haggadah ala kais. I did Benching ala kais. But if you hold that it's Derech Eris to show that you went out of Mitzrayim, so Derech Eris, but l'shtos apikon sheyayim. Ein, ulam, ha-reg zeluch ha-ashis, ad tzichim she'in kosis shel brach. But he says, but it needs that other thing also. Because the Rabban Derches, Chavcha Mevelei Mitzvah, Bapir Nafsh. What's the law? Avgav Dikat HaTakonish Adalkos. Yibishvel Shei Derches, Kach HaTakonish Yikolech Lid Kosh Abrach. That would be Mitzvah. So it's Svei Dinen. The Ika Dalut Kosis, it should be Derches. Feel like a king. But there's also a din, they should do the Mitzvah Allah Kosis. Right? Who you saw the din, the Mishas Mas Achas. Aminan, that we say, Aminan, Igmarit, Dide, Abakos, Lo Yotza. You're not Yotza because Lo Yotza, Mishim, Lo Shasla, Seda, Brachas. But Yotza, Haseba. If you drink them not on the brachas, so it's tzvei dinim. So if you drink them the vasachas, you're derech eris. You're yotze the din arba koisis of derech eris, but you're not yotze the mitzvahs ala kois. So he brings all I'm a mag Mishnah, my first time with us a Rambam. After shows us Achas Kirsh, shows us because Chalukim Raklola Seder. That's a shallow. I mentioned to you what the Vasachas means. Does it mean Mamash at once? Or does it mean that you didn't do it on the mitzvahs? But Gamzemi Ika Mitzvah, the Alkost. It's Vedin. Shabakosh of Berkh, Tarting Nichol Bazav, which is Shabakosh. Chai Mishtis, Abakosh, Yan Zel, the Betzma, Maisa Derech Hashemis. One din to drink it. That's a Derech Hashemis. The shame is in Abakosh of Berkh. Shigamzeu eat me akamis. Gam the dasatas. Okay, so the command Mara, Shai Aflinin din Kaisha Brach, Gam Chai Shah. Din Kaisha Brach. You yoitz if you have it raw, if you have it undiluted. There's a day Chaiwis Abakosha Shah Brach. That's what the command means, you day Abakos Yatsa. But you're not yoitz a Chairis, you day Chairis La Yatsa. So in other words, that the two Chiyuvim, when I say Tzvei Dinim, we mean two Chiyuvim of Abakosha, but they're independent. Sometimes the Yotze this chiyuv and not that chiyuv, and sometimes that chiyuv and not this chiyuv. So if you drink it undiluted, you Yotze mitzvah lakos. But you're not Yotze cheres. To be cheres, you got to have the most delicious way, the diluted, the geshmak way, with diluted. Undiluted, you Yotze mitzvah lakos. And the opposite, just of us akas, you Yotze cheres, because you had the four delicious cups of wine, but you're not yotze in the din of the mitzvah lakos. The mitzvah shishi mishum derech etzavim and dafka mazel. Just chayin and shtia derech etz. Okay. So we said it over enough. Very simple, very clear, briskura, very simple and clear. Okay, so we're going to go to the next sheet in a minute. You need to tell you, see, next paragraph. In Toysha, Mahadam Shas and Chayats. Because, Mash the Chatchila boy Mazik. Chatchil, you have to mix it. Not today. Today, Anis Daiti, you can't put in any wine. I humbly disagree with Herbie's Rebbe, and I hold today you can't mix in any water. Don't mix with water, because it's not wine. If you, because the way people drink wine is from the bottle. If you put in a drop of water, okay. But if it affects the taste, if you water it down, lanias taiti, it's not wine. Some gedolim say, well, 1/6, if it's only, not an hour wine. Our wine is packaged the way people drink it. And you can't mix in lanias taiti. You hear, Herbie? You hear my humble opinion, Herbie?
Yes.
You know my shit. You can't mix any water, Rabbi said. So I'm not for the mixing. Drink it from the bottle, the way it is. In those days, the wine needed, it was like a concentrate. It needed mezigah. Says 10 things. Oh, you need chai. Kosher bracha has to be undiluted. So Tosha's answer is, hanu mazik v'lo mazik. So Tosha's is equating kiddush and abakosis and shaminim in divrei Tosha's. V'gamli in meziga lo nema shum din mechudish abakosis. All kaisers, not special din and abba kaisers, even kiddush. So that time is a mitzvah min amovcha. The mitzvah min amovcha is that the wine should be mixed, diluted.
Bezman hazeh, he meant, did he mean the wine in his time also?
Probably. I didn't see him.
It came in bottles ready to go like ours.
Did it?
I don't know. Well, that's what Charlotte did.
They made the wine in the barrels, and I don't know. I don't know.
Eretz Yisrael, I assume he bought.
I didn't see in Tosis. I didn't see in Rishonim that today is different. I only. I didn't see that when this.
Well, we keep hearing the Gemara was not drinkable, but I assume that if you bought bottles of wine after the war,
don't say, Sam, don't say it wasn't drinkable. See, I'm saying.
Okay, it was.
Remember, I'm not sure about that. You decided Sandler was undrinkable unless you died living.
I thought that's what the Gemara said.
It doesn't say it's undrinkable. It says it's not a mitzvah mochar. If you don't dilute it, if you drink it undiluted. So it's not undrinkable, I would argue.
Well, people, but they did mezika for all wine. It's not
yes, there was the derech. But maybe some people liked it raw. Maybe some people didn't do it. The derech was to do it. I'm not sure if it's undrinkable.
The reason was because it was dangerous. The country was not known to be a wine growing country. So their kind of wine, the grapes that they grew were not the same way that they cultivate grapes today.
Who told you this about dangerous? Where'd you get that from?
That's the way we learned it 50 years ago, whatever. It wasn't healthy. They couldn't drink.
I don't know where you got it. I didn't, my yeshiva, we didn't learn that. It says they cheres lo yatzah. It's not Friday night. Friday night, there's no mitzvah of cheres. Mashal do adim yuchad barbekos that be dira gura. Shekos ki barbekos sham shem cheres. Fi anir mit dira tashis.
Too far.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the first you're looking at when you take care of the Mazig, Shim Cheris. In other words, going to Taisvis, it's not that you need Mazig as Cheris. It's Friday night, there's no Cheris. We're comparing Friday night to Arba Kaisers. Dr. Atzlan David Mitzaminamo. In other words, it's not when the Gemara, this is the Rashbam and Taisus. When the Gemara says Cheres, doesn't mean necessarily the Arba Kaisers. You didn't do a Mitzaminamovchar because it's not, that's how they learn Cheres. Remember, Rashi and Rashbam, they don't learn like the Rambam, the Tzvei Dina. They learn Cheres just means it's not a nice wine, it's not a chashvil wine. So the Friday night, the same thing. Right, the Ratzalam do avid mitzvahamuchim. Then chashiv is al biyayin mazin. Chashiv akmashir amam sham. Wa'atzma din amam chol kosh abrach. So every kosh abrach needs mezigah. It's not a din in Cheres. Cheres makes sense Seder night. Doesn't make sense yet. Akonu atzma rakin shal mitzvahamuchim al kosh abrach. It has to be sweet. The Rambam says it's subjective. Cheres is subjective. Kefi hayayin of yidas hashayta. Shayse, shaytan. She says shayse, so we know what we mean drink. Who's a dimisim a mitzvah shalaba kaisis. The shiyas is yeshti areva. It's got to be a sweet, a geshmak, a drinking. So you feel like a king or show you like a king. We also married midvarves. He talks very briskish now. It's not a din in the chetz shalakos. It's a din in the gavra, not in the chetz. Okay, I'll excuse him for getting too briskish. Not like the Rav Shvan learns that it has to do with the chashivas of the kais. Okay, I want to just look at this next piece. Some nice shtikla. He has some nice chidushim here. Don't have time, though. I'll just say it outside. Can you use chamar medina? Pesach night, you don't have one. I want to use chamar medina. Maybe the drink, the wine of the city. It's an open Gemara we had in Aviv Pesachim that the drink, the wine of the Medina, the Olam knows my Shita, in America, the wine of the Medina is wine. There's no Chamar Medina in America because the Chamar Medina is wine. Tzvei Dinim. You can use the wine of the Medina If it's not wine, you use another drink. But that's only like Abay the din of Rachel Ayayin, the Gamcham din the Kaikos. Of a Pesach, it means Shtias Yayin Derech Eris. You need wine. She's saying that for this din, this other din of the Rambam, this Rishonim that say you can drink Chama Medina, that's for Bracha Lakos, like Abdullah. But the din that you have to have wine, there are chirus. The Blasher Ramish realized that Abakash Yayin, Tieshabat Mitzvah, Yayin Davka. Yayin Davka. There are chirus, you need wine. So no, so he's saying the Brisker of this Shailim Buskin, when you use Chama Medina for the Abakaisis, depends on this Chakira. If it's a din bracha lakais, so just like Abdullah, you can do alakais. So abakais, you can do alakais. You can do on the chama medina and the drink of the medina. But if it's a din of cheres, for cheres you need wine. You can't use a replacement. Well, this is the wine of the medina. For the din of cheres, you need a geshmak, a good drink of wine.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.